It's 17 to midday as we bring this thing home called Ballarat today and have chats this morning about a Four Corners expose. Not sure if you caught it on the telly earlier on this week. It's called Pain Factory. Now, since then, the Australian Physiotherapy Association has been polling its members, and this is the alarming part. 90% of physios polled have treated patients only after they've undergone unnecessary and or harmful surgery. Yeah, 9 in 10 of them. Can you believe it? I thought we'd get the latest on this polling and what the association is calling for this morning as we welcome to the show from WA this morning a specialist musculoskeletal physiotherapist. His name, Dr. Kieran Richardson. Kieran, welcome to Ballarat today.
Thanks, Brett. Yeah, nice to be on the show and thanks for having me on.
The polling, 9 in 10. Did it even surprise you?
Not really. No, this is something that a lot of physiotherapists in Australia, we see on a weekly basis, if not a daily basis. And it's really something that we're happy that this Pain Factory documentary came out so the general population can see some of the things that we see regularly. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the lines from the show, and I'll just read it verbatim, it says, someone comes along and says, trust me, I'm a doctor, I'll take your pain away. You would believe them. I guess that's what we as a society absolutely believe at the moment, but your message from the Physiotherapy Association is, go and see your physio first.
Absolutely. Yeah, look, and in no way are we saying that we shouldn't inherently distrust doctors, but it really just, there should be other options that are presented to patients first. So they have physiotherapy that they can at least do for an extended period before trying anything more invasive.
Yeah. In fact, Dr. Richardson, you've got an example of a patient that you've worked with in Perth who's had a couple of ACL issues and you've managed to get her out the other end unscathed without surgery.
Yes. Yeah. So this, if anyone's been paying attention to the media recently, there's been some fascinating new research that's come out from Australia showing that, in fact, ACL tears can heal without surgery. And so I have quite a profound case where she'd injured one knee, had 5 knee surgeries on it, and then unfortunately injured her other knee in a workplace accident and was able to choose physiotherapy as a first option. We did a follow-up MRI and her ACL had reattached without surgery, which was pretty fascinating and pretty awesome for the patient. And she's now back at work and living her best life, which is great.
There you go. With your intervention, the body likes to heal itself. The Pain Factory, this doco, it's fascinating because, believe it or not, it boils down to money. There's a lot of surgeons in particular getting pretty rich by going to surgery, first of all. So you're simply suggesting that shouldn't be the first port of call. And in fact, this is something you're having conversations with government about, Kieran?
Well, look, with the Australian Physiotherapy Association, we've been lobbying the government for a long time. The system, the healthcare systems in Australia really are skewed towards medical intervention, surgery, injections, scans, these kind of things. But if a patient has a flare-up of pain, it's quite difficult to get Medicare. Well, there's actually no early physiotherapy access that they can get. It just doesn't seem fair. And so it's something that if patients think about it, most of them, if you look at research, would want to choose something less invasive first. And the research supports that as well. So it's just more about trying to get the funding models changed so we can get the patients into something that's more conservative first.
Yeah, so the system as it stands at the moment seems to be back to front.
It's back to front or upside down, however you want to look at it. But yeah, it's definitely not the most efficient system. And, you know, certainly it can be potentially exploited in some circumstances. Mm.
Kieran, in your press release from the association, it says you'd like physios to be allowed to work to the top of scope. What does that phrase mean?
Well, basically, it just means that we can see patients, because a lot of the time, patients will just go directly to their GP, and they don't know that they can actually come to physiotherapy first. But as I was saying earlier, they will have to pay out of pocket. But when it comes to working to our full scope, it means that we can see these patients from the get-go, they can come to us. They don't even need to see a doctor. And if they truly need to see a doctor, we can refer them on straight away. Mm. And it just cuts down waiting times, and it cuts down unnecessary care. And it makes a lot of sense logically. It's just getting the system set up right.
Yeah. And Dr. Richardson, are there examples from other countries where they're doing this and it is actually working? You know, it's sort of reducing those hospital wait times?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the UK have got some great new research that has shown wait list times can be cut down, unnecessary surgeries can be cut down. And in fact, the patients are satisfied, the GPs are satisfied because they can see the patients that they really need to see.
Mm.
And obviously it saves the system money, which is great. So everyone wins in essence.
Yeah. So if you are in chronic pain, obviously speak to your GP, but boy, try and have a chat to your physio as well, because after watching Pain Factory on Four Corners, I think you'll be prompted to do it. Well, good luck with that argument, Kieran. I think you've got a bit of work ahead of you, but it's a compelling case. Thanks for your time on Ballarat today.
Yeah, thanks, Brett. Thanks for having us.